due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. And excuse me. We're kind of in a smoggy day, well, in America. I blame Canada. Yeah, and somebody else stuck in the smog, my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
Yeah, thank God I'm wearing my new cheaters. But yeah, I mean, by the way, the booking of the World Cup has been excellent, don't you think?
I was concerned because with America having their 250th anniversary, this would have been a perfect time for us to win the World Cup.
We almost did. No, because there is a, okay, for those who don't know, Argentina is facing Spain Sunday at MetLife Stadium, not New York, New Jersey Stadium. It's MetLife. Get it right. Anyway, but there is a photo that is circulating around with Lionel Messi holding a six-month-old Lamine Yamal in a bathtub, which was done for charity. And now they're facing each other in the World Cup final. Come on!
Oh, okay. That is good booking. I agree.
That's great, but we got a lot to talk about. Some fun stuff going on here in the New York.
Well, let me also introduce our other host, who's just as choked out, my boy, Staff Boy Josh Henniger.
What the fuck? Don't you, man? Oh, God. I hate this weather. Also,
Street Pop,
you know, yeah, that the script is saying for Sunday that Spain is going to win and somebody's going to be very pissy giving them a trophy, right?
No.
I think that's how it works.
He'll be pissy either way. But right now in New York, there is absolutely something going on that's just been so WWE. I mean, it's been sports related, too. Because LeBron's been mm-hmm. there. It's called Fanatics Fest.
Yes.
Okay? And Fanatics Fest has been the talk of the town. Especially in WWE land. For example, Danhausen is leading an uncursed parade tomorrow. For the New York Knicks.
Okay? Yes.
Roman Reigns has already been at Yankee Stadium tonight.
And if I'm not mistaken, isn't there going to be somebody like, say, Tyrese Halliburton showing up on Saturday night's main event tomorrow night?
No, Jalen Brunson.
Okay. Right team.
Jalen Brunson of the world champion New York Knicks was invited by Roman and he said yes. Okay. We got Tom Brady slapping Logan Paul. Okay.
For once, I approve of something that Tom Brady did.
Yes. We had a live podcast, Cody Rhodes and The Undertaker, I believe.
Yeah, and they went back over Chamber 2010.
You mean the one you saw?
Undertaker Flambe? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay. You had Stephanie McMahon interviewing Stephen A. Smith. You had Rhea Ripley MC a Rhea lookalike contest. Okay. You had, what was it, Alexa Bliss, Penta, Tiffany Stratton surprising young fans as they're doing their entrance?
Yeah, I seen the Penta one. The kid that was doing it with Penta was getting it and getting it real good.
Right, and also Trick Williams surprised a fan and bought $1,000 worth of John Cena cards for him.
Nice.
Aw.
You know, Joe Hendry and Jacob Fatu actually visited a kids' community center today and did some drawing and some games with them. So, yes, WWE is making its New York City visit quite the event. Sort of the Saturday night's main event. See what I did there? And right now, on tonight's SmackDown, Saturday night's main event has actually become quite interesting, okay? Because Monday night on Raw, Adam Pearce set up a huge main event tag of the two faces, which are Punk and Rhodes, versus Gunther and Sammy, okay? But on tonight's show, Gunther said, Adam Pearce, or Gunther asked for a stipulation, and he gave it. They said, if Sammy and Gunther win, it becomes a fatal four-way. Nikki, what do you think? But the thing is that if the rumors are true, that's not going to happen. Right?
Well, I don't think we're going to get a fatal four-way, and they've hinted in both directions with that. Gunther wants nothing to do with Sami Zayn. Punk has made it clear to Pierce that he would rather it be a one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's old school about this. We haven't seen Sami on the show yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious to hear his opinion about this. I don't think we're going to get the Fatal 4-Way. No offense to Sammy, no offense to Sammy and Gunther. I think they're going to end up tearing into each other, separate of this tag match.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, because, again, we heard something else. I mean, there are four matches on the card, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There, Brie Bella and Paige versus Fatal Influence. Fatal Influence should take the title here. They should.
Yeah.
I think they should, too.
Because Brie Bella and Paige are doing nothing with the belts. Nothing against them. You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
No, I get it. And, there's talk that Nikki Bella might be back to TV sooner than later. So this would be a good time to get the... Mm. What's that?
Okay.
So this would be a good time.
Yeah.
Then we have Ailey versus Lyra Valkyria, who has gone absolutely bonkers right now.
Yep.
There was a pick online that I did a double take. I thought it was Nikki Cross.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Sister Abigail vibes.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. God, I wish the Fiend Bray Wyatt would have happened. God, boy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Then we have Danhausen versus JD McDonagh. Oh, good grief. We're going to get so much.
Doofus.
Could this possibly be where Danhausen finally debuts the monster?
No. I think Danhausen is going to.
If he's going to debut it, he'll do it at SummerSlam.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But I would assume that Miz and Kit Wilson will be a part of this match.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And probably the Knicks, too.
Yeah.
And to be honest, Danhausen wouldn't need that monster against JD Bubblehead. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, JD McDoon, don't Google me, according to Kevin. And then, of course, CM Punk and Cody Rhodes versus Sammy and Gunther. I think Rhodes and Punk win. And I think that will set up, if I can do the code of silence here, the locked-in Gunther-Aldis match.
Virtually. Yes.
Which will probably be handled tomorrow night at Saturday Night's Main Event.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that will happen.
Because I have a feeling that the match between Punk Rhodes and Gunther Zane will be first. Because that's how Saturday night's main event can work. The main the main event has been the opening match before.
Well, many times.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah. And this would be, you know, this would be a great place where they have the tag match, everything goes to hell, Aldis tries to break it all up, Gunther just manhandles Aldis.
And Aldis has had enough. Says,
and Adam Pearce says, "Enough! I need a drink!"
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I need a drink, and I'm going to make this official.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. I don't care what the higher-ups say.
Right. And it's going to be fun, but let me just look at something, because remember we were saying that the tickets were not selling? Let me look.
While you're looking that up, I'm gonna sidestep here. Registration opened today for WWE Club.
Club WWE. Yeah.
One of the things that they've offered, and it's been very vague, was something about SummerSlam. Club WWE is only in a preview mode right now. Everything officially launches on July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're going to do something special for SummerSlam, I ain't going to have time to book tickets.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And there's still a lot of tickets available for the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only way that they get me out there is if they're going to pay my airfare. And I could look somebody, I could see if somebody could put me up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And on Monday night, we're having a debut on August 3rd.
Oh?
Ah, yes.
He's 7 feet tall, and you can't teach
can't
that.
Teach
oh,
that.
And there's also rumors that his mouthpiece is back, too.
Yes, but here's the interesting thing about Real One, okay? About Enzo Amore. He's now almost 40.
Okay? Yeah.
When mm-hmm. did he get kicked out of the WWE?
It was 7, 8 years ago, maybe longer? Is that right?
It was 2017. It was almost a decade ago.
2018. Just barely, January.
Okay.
Yeah, because Neville Pac left shortly before that because he'd had enough of Enzo.
Right. Yeah. There was talking about his alleged sexual assault stuff, which was which was dropped, but still. That being said, the fact is that I'm going to give Enzo Amore a shot. Okay? Because, again, CM Punk was a bitter bastard, too, when he left.
Mm-hmm.
And look what he is now.
Yeah.
Well, but that's a clause in his contract.
Huh?
Didn't you... I don't think that was a joke. There's a clause in Punk's contract that he has to be nice.
What? Hold on. Huh?
Okay, Nikki, I'm a little lost on this one here. I'm with Jason.
This came up within a month or two after you came back. You guys don't remember that?
Not really.
Okay, hold on. You're right. He has a behavior clause.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'll welcome Enzo back if he has a behavior clause. Otherwise, I can't wait to see the new video of Roman Reigns throwing him off a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
While it's going at 55 miles an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Preferably faster, but yes.
Speaking of Roman Reigns,
Yes, let's be confirming Reigns.
No. I mean, if you want to talk about Enzo, that's fine. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. It's fine. I mean, I saw Enzo at one of the Chillicothe events a couple of years ago, and he looked in rough shape.
Rough?
I thought he looked pretty rough.
Hmm.
Well, maybe he's not rough, you know?
Well, maybe he's, you know, cleaned up his act in the hopes that they would call him, and they did.
Remember, Fourth Rope Wrestling, you know that. That's yep. the fed yeah. he was involved with. So.
Right. Like I said, I saw him at one of the Chillicothe shows, and he did not look good.
Hmm.
He was out of shape. He was, you know, he wasn't as obnoxious as he, you know, as we remember.
Mm-hmm.
As in, you know, the time he got thrown off an airplane for vaping and claiming that a dick pic was his autograph.
Right.
Yes, I know. I shouldn't be bringing stuff up like this, but
yeah,
let's see if he's actually grown up some.
Yeah,
let's see if he's grown up some.
And besides, we need a good big man, mid-range big man. Okay, because
Paul
Tonga ain't cutting it.
No, and Big Cass, I welcome him back after hearing about what was going on behind the scenes with him. Yes, yeah, well,
he's healthy.
He's healthy. He's got his head on straight. Let's go. But Enzo, he's got a mountain to climb when it comes to me.
Yeah.
But somebody said, speaking of Roman. Yes.
You have it?
Let me pull it back up.
Yes, because I want you to play Roman Reigns. This time he got the advantage on Seth Rollins right now.
Okay, one moment. Okay, there it goes. Okay.
Mind if I pull me out of Pierce at least?
Yeah, go ahead. You can do
Beyond Pierce. Yeah, let's have you. Yeah, go ahead and open for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, at SummerSlam, we will all bear witness to one of the most highly anticipated championship matches in recent history. Tonight, we sign the contract. We make it official. Please join me in welcoming the World Heavyweight Champion, the OTC, Roman Reigns.
Yay.
Oh. Yay. Boo. Whatever.
Yeah. Dallas, Texas! Acknowledge me.
Signs the contract. I know it's gotta be hard for you when the sweet melodies of my song drown out those OTC chants. And look, I know this has gotta be difficult for you too. It's tough. I understand what you're going through, but look, there are just some things in life that are certain. Death, taxes, and Seth Rollins beating Roman Reigns every single time. So sign on the dotted line and let's just get this over with.
Well, Dallas, I wish he could have come out here and did this last week, because he came out here and bored us all half to death. While you were putting everyone to sleep last week, see, I was listening. And you proved me right. Seth Rollins is the Tribal Chief's number one hater. And that's the sad thing. He's laughing about it. He's the only thing he's number one at. And that's what I hate the most. It's that you somehow have these people confused, thinking that we're on the same level. But that couldn't be further from the truth. So at SummerSlam, I show you the difference between me and you. At SummerSlam, I envy this that you could ever think that you could compete against me. At SummerSlam, I'll show you what number one looks like. Signs of
Mr. contract. Pierce, if I can do the honors, there you have it, Dallas. There you have it, contract ink going to dry. And look, I owe you a debt of gratitude. I thank you so much for keeping my title warm for me since WrestleMania. I will take this from you at SummerSlam, and my brother, I'll see you next time that you want to show up to work. He goes out, and I start walking toward the back.
Whoa, 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 where do you think you're going? That's it? You're just going to sign and run? All right, how about we play your game? What if you win? What if you beat me at SummerSlam? What's going to happen? You're going to carry it for a couple of months and get hurt again?
Ouch.
I mean,
ouch.
Don't act shocked. That's what happens every single time. Some would say it's self-sabotage. Maybe some people just can't handle the weight, the pressure, the burden of being the top guy around here.
Look, if you've got something to say, just say it. Come on, spit it out. Don't hold back. Come on. If you got something to say, say it. I'm right here. I ain't going anywhere. Say it to my face.
Oh, I'll say it. Because everybody's thinking, you want to know how I know you're number two? Because after all these years, you still need a Money in the Bank briefcase to become champion. Ouch.
Twice.
And if you thought that was bad enough, he had to fake an injury in order to use the damn thing. Let's just be honest here. If there was ever a time for this guy to be number one, I mean, come on. Your work daddy, Triple H, is damn near running this place. But they tried. Oh boy, did they try. I mean, they pretty much gave you all my stuff, and you couldn't walk in my shoes, number two. So let's just call it what it is. Let's call a spade. You're number two. You're always going to be number two. I'm number one, always going to be number one, and just acknowledge it. Itch.
Is that all you got? Is that all you could come up with? Come on, Roman. Tell me how I'm never going to be you. Tell me how you're never going to draw as much money as you. Tell me I'm never going to be as big a star as you. Tell me I'm never going to main event as many WrestleManias as you. Tell me my dreams don't mean a damn thing because none of this is for me. It's for you. Tell me that anything you could tell I've told myself every damn day for this past 15 years. But you know what? You and me, we're not running the same race. We're not fighting the same fight. And at some point, I had to look in the mirror. I had to be proud of who I am. I had to be proud of what I stand for. I had to be proud of what I fight for. Because I'm a visionary, I'm a revolutionary, I'm Seth freaking Rollins, and I'm so glad I'm not you. Bam, 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 bam. Rollins wins the segment after that because he stands over Roman Reigns. Now, I heard this on Busted Open. He could have stopped that. I had to be proud for what I fight for. But the revolutionary stuff didn't need to be there, I think.
No. Well, it's the catchphrase, so he had to drop that in there.
Yeah. Again, that's by the way, Roman's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know, that Seth has had to give up the belt more than once due to injury.
Yeah.
He's used Money in the Bank twice to get a title, once on Roman himself. And I contend to this day that Seth pinned Roman because neither one of them wanted Lesnar to be involved.
Right, exactly.
Do you blame him?
Yep.
Nope. And when Lesnar was performing on Grotta, they didn't have to edit anything.
Yeah.
Nope.
That is correct. Because, guess what they did this week for the Netflix after the live show?
What did they do?
They had to edit Lesnar's shirt.
Oh. Well, it's an edited shirt. Oh, you mean talk shit, get hit? I love the shirt. It's awesome.
They actually edited out the word shit.
Really?
Really?
Netflix are pussies, man.
I agree. When I heard a couple weeks ago, I heard when they did something with the Seth Rollins Braun Breaker cage match, that they either blurred or black and whited Breaker when he got busted open.
It was blurred.
Yes. Blurred?
Yeah.
Netflix is pussies.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
If you're gonna show, if you're gonna have movies like Sisu on your thing, you can have a guy with a bloodied face. So, just saying.
Now, if you've been noticing that a lot of Club WWE stuff has been on, okay? The early preview started today, and if you get if you pay $99 a year, okay, you become a founding member, okay? You get a Match Jews ring canvas collectible, a lanyard, a pin with a note, a supposed personal note from John Cena, and the other club pennants are bonus points, premium content preview, digital experience, and a SummerSlam ticket offer, which we talked about.
And we already now, have information about the first piece of premium content coming to Club WWE.
Yes, it's called Is It Toxic, right, I believe?
Featuring our with Kit Wilson hosting, apparently in the Kevin Owens studio. Which wouldn't surprise me because Kevin Owens has been known to have or to do shows. I'm not sure if it was out of his house or somewhere else, but he's done it before. Have you ever seen the Kevin Owens show about a decade ago when he was on the Indies? Right toward, or the Kevin Steen show, right towards the end of his run on the Indies.
And suppose, and it's the Kevin Owens Living Room Studios. Yes.
Yes.
Opening monologue, red and green flags, there's viewer call-ins, and practical advice on becoming a true real man. Okay.
This intrigues me.
I'm not sure about this yet. I'm sold.
Like I said, if they're going to offer me a SummerSlam ticket on July 31st, they're also going to have to offer me plane tickets and hotel tickets.
Yep.
Because there's no... That's the only way I can get out there.
It's too quick a turnaround. Much too quick.
Yeah.
They should have
Unless they're talking about next...
Yeah, if they're talking about next year, sure. But they're talking about this year, which it... Yeah. They should, if this was the case, they should have launched Club WWE a month or two ago. Not now. Not
now. I agree. Now, before we get to AEW, you posted something pretty cool. Okay.
Yes. Coming up at WrestleWar. This is an independent, WrestleWars. This is an independent deal in Knoxville. So not too far from Brian. We will be seeing the Good Brothers facing off against a couple of second-generation guys. Somebody by the name of Avery Styles. Gee, I wonder who his daddy is. And CJ Gallows. Gee, I wonder who his daddy is.
Stop hurting me.
Yeah, that's exactly what's about to happen.
It's only the Indies. But nepotism, nepotism. No, sorry.
Oh, God, it's nepotism. Yeah. Jeez.
Nepotism to the max.
Sponsored but by Pampers for Nepo, baby.
Nah. Sponsored by AJ Styles. Oh, no.
Is he bankrolling this?
No, he isn't. But AJ Styles, wouldn't surprise me if AJ's going to show up and go, who do I help?
I know. I don't know. Right, Nikki? I have no idea. Who do I help? My son or my friends?
I mean, I could help my son. I could help my friends. I could help my friend's son. I don't know. I really don't think I'm even going to go out there. I think I'll just, you know, worst comes to worst, if they want me to come out there, I'll go just stand in the ring. I'll go look at everybody and say, let's you and them fight.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Speaking of AEW, the rumor is that the New Day are going to debut after All Out or All In. Is that the rumor?
I mean, they could show up. Right, it is probably going to be All In or All Out, because I have a feeling we're going to see another tag team debut at Redemption. Considering that there was a little video put out yesterday.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
From a certain tag team from Michigan.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. The guns,
about the five...
The Doka beat should be up.
It is up. Everybody who got released on or around right around WrestleMania this year, their 90 days are up this Monday.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I fully see the guns showing up in AEW at Redemption.
Up, down, give me the guns and the Bucks.
They fought before.
Yeah.
Haven't they?
Yeah.
It's been a while, but yes.
Yeah, let's run it back, baby. Because honestly, and I will say this, and this is not a knock on MCMG, but they were not a good fit for WWE. They weren't. And that has nothing to do with them, because they're multi-talented. Okay?
They are, and the fact that they got a chance under Hunter is awesome. Because Vince wasn't going to touch him.
Right. Yeah.
Vince was not going to touch him.
So, speaking of AEW, week from this, you know, everyone was talking about, Wembley, Kenny Omega, and Bruv, right?
Yes, okay. But we still have one more roadblock in between, because we're heading on the road to Redemption.
Yes,
And that will be at the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec. On July 26th.
Ryan, I believe that's going to be... Isn't that going to be an earlier time, too? I think.
If it is, it's not going to be that much earlier. Let me see here. Redemption 2026. I'm just trying to see if they have posted anything. There you are.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. It's normal time.
Yeah,
normal
it time. Is normal time. Okay. Gates open at 6.
Okay. So we have 6 matches so far.
Yes.
And all of them look pretty good, actually.
Yes, they do. Because at the very top, we have Kenny Omega facing another road bump in the current TNT, or what was the current TNT champion, or is it current? I don't remember. Knight.
It is current.
Yeah, Kevin Knight, who is now part of the Don Callis family.
Yes.
Yay.
You have Cajun Cope versus the Death Riders, Claudio Castagnoli and Pac, for the AEW World Tag Team Championships. Mm-hmm. And it is so weird to see Christian Cage with a beard. The Edge old man beard.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, both are on the wrong side of 50, so yeah.
And you have Kyle Fletcher defending against Bandido.
Mm-hmm.
Tommaso Ciampa
facing off against Clown Shoes again.
Well, specifically the Painmaker.
There's a reason I said Clown Shoes, because the Painmaker looks like he's trying and failing to be a clown.
You mean Art the Clown?
Nah, he just looks kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to look badass, but it just doesn't, it's not working.
Yeah.
It's sort of his version of the demon.
Yeah.
You've got Tekla versus Willow Nightingale, and Mark Davis versus Andrade El Idolo. There'll probably be
and
a few more matches added.
There is one other thing that you did miss. It's not a match in this case. It is instead a special thing that they will be doing for Redemption.
Oh.
They will be doing essentially celebrating the legacy of the Rougeaus. 80 Ooh, years nice. In the wrestling business.
Wow.
Yeah, longest, or at least amongst the longest current in terms of legacies in the on the planet, really. Because it's them, and the only one that I think even kind of comes close nowadays, outside of the, well, no, not even them. But I would say the Jarretts. Because you've got to remember, Jeff's grandmother ran Memphis way back when, alongside Eddie Marlin. So, yeah, Christine Jarrett would have started, let's see now. Or not Christine, it would be Eddie. No, it would have been the late 60s. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Now, Nikki, you watched AEW for the first time in a while, yes?
I did. I have been fighting on and off with Spectrum. And where I was watching it, TNT was always grayed out. So I thought, okay, you know, I don't have the channel. And the other day when I was yelling at them again because there was some password issues, I clicked on to TNT and I'm like, ooh, hopefully that'll stay up. So Wednesday night, I tuned in and sure enough, who's the first person that ends up on the screen when you open the show?
Mox.
Yeah.
Nice. He was on a lot.
So he was busy. I mean, was, you know, whipping some of his Death Rider buddies into shape. For a show, for a match, he didn't wrestle.
Yeah, he did not wrestle, but he's still heavily involved and is essentially right now the little birdie on Ospreay's shoulder telling him that he's doing exactly what he needs to do and he just needs to go a little bit more in order to win it. The question is he trying to sell himself back into position, or is he genuinely wanting Ospreay to take over?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, that is going to be a question for All In and All Out.
Speaking of All Out and All In, All Out and Worlds Collide are going to be in the exact same city, in nearly the exact same place.
Hmm. So in
September
Wembley?
26th, nice. Worlds Collide will be at Allstate, and Now Arena will be in Illinois. It'll be at the Now Arena.
Okay, excuse me for a second, please. Obviously I am off here.
I'll be right back. Excuse me for a moment.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah.
All right. Well, he's.
Oh, yeah. Right. The Chicago dual deal. WWE has Worlds Collide and with AAA there. And then, yeah. All In or so, All Out. Is that going to be All Out? Trying to do quick research, folks. And this one should be quick.
I'm going to have you do some other live research here.
Yeah. All Out is going to be at the Now Arena in Hoffman Estates. Same area. Go ahead.
So, that's good. That's an interesting.
What were you wanting, Nikki?
I have a breaking info.
Oh?
What's that?
A wrestler known as Siva Superfly Afi.
Ah, Siva Afi! Yes. I actually have heard of this guy vaguely.
He is no longer with us.
Yeah, he passed away recently at the age of 77. He was in the WWF for a short while from 86 to 88, essentially trying to take over for where Superfly left. It didn't work out so well. And otherwise, he was just kind of in or around wrestling for a good long while, from the mid-70s to the late 90s. He was not big. He also was one of the rare Samoans not to be related.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was outside the family bush?
Correct. He is outside of the family bush. His real name is Max Amata Taogaga. Mm-hmm. Born in April 28th of 49 in just plain old Samoa. He was trained by the High Chief, but he was not related.
Okay.
Yeah, he was trained by the High Chief Peter Maivia and a New Zealand wrestler named Steve Rickard, who was, who did do a bit of All-Star Pro. He was even in, was he in the end? Or, no, he wasn't in the end, or he was in the NWA, but the NWA Down Under, really. But retired in 1997. The only thing that the big reason why he was forced to stop wrestling was because he was indicted by the Cuyahoga County, Ohio grand jury for being a getaway driver for robbery, burglary, and kidnapping. He was supposed to serve 15 to 40 years. He wound up serving 10 and got deported back to Samoa. So yeah, okay. Just a note for those out there, Cuyahoga County is Cleveland. And immediate parts of Greater Cleveland. So yeah, not too far for myself or Nikki.
Right. You can't make this stuff up, people.
Yep. You cannot, but you know, oh! So, we got house shows!
What?
Yay! House shows are back! Yay!
Finally! WWE doing something correct for once!
And you notice the doofus is out of control.
Well, yeah.
In the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. What? I'm just trying to see where the nearest one is to me. It looks like the nearest one to me is in Springfield, Illinois. Ew.
Yeah, that would be two weeks.
Go ahead.
2 weeks from yesterday, yes.
Okay, so, but I thought I saw one for Indianapolis.
No,
that's SmackDown in late September.
Oh, okay, yeah,
my bad. There are new live events, actually, that are... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hold on.
NXT Live also has a good smattering, but it's nowhere nearby again. Ohio seems to be damn near flyover country.
There are 14 new events that are on sale. SmackDown, September 18th in Corpus Christi. September 21st, San Antonio. September 25th, SmackDown in Indianapolis. That's your neck of the woods. Chicago
really.
The next day, Worlds Collide. September 28th, Milwaukee. October 2nd, Denver. October 5th, Raw in St. Louis. October 9th, Lafayette, Louisiana. That's, I believe, in Carl Chenier country.
Yep.
October 12th, Bossier City, Los Angeles, Louisiana. A California Swing on October 16th, Sacramento, Raw. For the next 2 weeks is in San Diego and Fresno, October 30th in Charleston, West Virginia, and Monday night, November 2nd, is back at the Barclays Center here in Brooklyn.
Nice.
Yep.
Tickets go on sale.
Friday's only one that I'm sorry. There's one I'm seeing here that's like, wait, it's already been scheduled this far out? And that's a SmackDown in Charlotte for February 19th.
28 or
27.
Yeah.
I say
2 weeks after I turned the big 4-0.
Wow.
If you start saving now, you might actually be able to go.
Nah, it's in North Carolina. I mean, I will have friends who will be living in North Carolina by that point. In fact, they'll be leaving next month, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's still way too far away. And I can use my money for better stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But yeah, did we miss anything?
Let's see here.
Isn't this another 30th anniversary week of something?
1996. This week wrestling. 1993. Let's see here.
Oh, it's the 30th anniversary of the NWO, right?
Well, we did that already. It's been not too long ago, but yes. That would be absolutely correct. It would have been in the not too recent past.
Right, 30th anniversary of all, of course, Austin 316. That was in June.
Yep.
There's an NWO 30th anniversary belt I saw, yeah.
Yeah, that's on WWEshop.com more than likely, and it's probably, what, $700?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how this goes.
Oh, we do.
Or is it six?
I have an anniversary for you.
Okay.
15 years ago, CM Punk won the
WWE. Oh, that's right! Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he did years it. Ago. That's why he recreated everything last week.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Money in the Bank 2011, still one of the best John Cena matches out there.
Yep. And of course, if you didn't see recently, Punk put the new belt in the fridge. It's a lot fuller now because AJ's there. Or AJ Lee in this case. But the question is, did he wind up facing off against King Hippo again?
Why?
I didn't hear.
You don't know who King Hippo is, do you?
No. I know the character, but apparently there is someone...
You've got the character is exactly what I'm talking about in this case. Because if you... I don't know if you remember his tweet from 2011. He was about to put the title on the line against King Hippo and Mike Tyson's punch out.
You know what? I'm sorry the Up Up Down Down is gone because they would host that.
Nikki, give it a few more weeks. Yes.
Yeah. True.
I have a strange feeling.
I still. Oh.
That AEW Games, come September, is going to be resurrected with Austin Creed at the helm.
Hooray!
And also, I did just look it up. The Legacy belt on WWEshop.com is $700, but it is on sale right now for $490.
Yikes.
Yeah. Mm. And it doesn't look all that great, to be honest. Love you, Punker, but
not that much. I was going to say, love you, Punker, but no.
Yeah, that would be... No, that's the Hogan belt. The NWO 30th anniversary.
I wouldn't buy that.
Yeah.
No, what did you legitimately just say beforehand? You said AEW Games, and what were you talking about before?
I have a feeling that they will resurrect AEW Games with the New Day. Or whatever they wind up getting called. The Midnight Hour, or whatever.
Well, it's just, I had something, because I know they were talking about, okay, just a couple of things. Rox Moana is supposed to be a bomb, like a mega bomb.
Well, because it's a shot-for-shot remake, and they used the animation from the giant crab scene near the end,
mm-hmm.
was just a copy pasta.
So
there really wasn't much to it. So no, I didn't spend any money on it.
So, of course, one of my favorite events that I have never been to is San Diego Comic-Con next week. Okay. Got some wrestling stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh.
Happening. On Thursday, no, next Thursday, there's going to be a panel to reveal the new Mattel reveals under the watchful eye of very nice, very evil Danhausen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh.
You've got Sam Roberts, Rey Mysterio, and they're making sure that they don't, that Danhausen does not curse Mattel, you see.
Okay. No, that would be bad.
On Thursday, Denise Salcedo is leading a discussion with Headlocked and Mass Republic, taking wrestling beyond the ring, talking about the intersection of wrestling, including comics, film, TV, and video games. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a D&D session on Friday with Brandon Cutler, who's DMing, including Peter Avalon, Evil Uno, Johnny Stanton, and Ify Nwadwe, to see who the sole survivor is.
Ah, Ify, who's part of the Game Changer universe nowadays. Not Game Changer Wrestling, I'm talking about Sam Reich's deal with Dropout. That's me knowing things. I think right. That's the same guy anyway.
AJ Lee is signing. And there'll be AEW signings of Kyle Fletcher, Ricochet, Mike Bailey, and Tekla. So, yes, there will be some wrestling involved. And, of course, probably a shit ton of trailers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
New trailers, probably, I'm guessing, Avengers Doomsday will be the big one. Because that comes out okay. In a couple months.
Yep.
And, no word on Drew coming back anytime soon?
Yeah, no word.
Between Highlander and apparently he had another movie. He's got another movie in the works. Or is done with that and is working on Highlander.
So essentially he has a foot firmly out the door.
No.
Yes.
He's not leaving the company, don't get me wrong. It's just, yeah. He is definitely looking at where the grass is greener, and he may wind up leaving eventually.
Because right now, he's got two upcoming. He's filming right now something called The Last Druid. That's the yes. one.
The Last Druid?
Druid.
No, yes. I know what I said.
You said what you said, I know.
Yeah.
Nah, ha, ha.
He's actually filming in Spain right now, and it's some guy named Russell Crowe is in it too.
Huh, I never heard of him. What's he done?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, by the way, it tells the story of a Roman Empire who discovers a secluded druid stronghold in the mountains of Caledonia. A peaceful Celtic elder must take up arms to protect his family and people from annihilation. Okay. So that's what he's working on right now as we speak. That's why he mm-hmm. is not in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Sammy and Punk, full heel. There you go. And that's pretty much it. So I think we should sell some soap, don't you
think? Yes, I think we're at that point.
Yes.
And first off, I'll start off. This week on It Was a Thing on TV, Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July. No, last week I said it originally aired on TV in June. It did not. It aired in one theater in Louisville, Kentucky in June of 1979. It didn't do well, so they held off on putting it out nationwide and instead put it out for TV in November of the same year. It was kind of hokey. No surprise it didn't work out in July.
Yeah.
And then coming up next week, Living Dolls. I mentioned this one years ago, thinking that they were going to do it. Instead, they did Paper Dolls. This time around, it is for sure Living Dolls. A 1989 show about fashion, fame, and everything in between. Starring a teenage or a young adult, Leia Remini, and the first role for a beauty queen from Cleveland, Ohio, named Halle Berry.
Nice.
Yeah. This is before Halle became famous, and was essentially just a beauty queen model type. So you'll find all about that show and so much more on It Was a Thing on TV.com.
Over on WLTI, which is recording as we speak right now, or will be recording very soon, we're going to be talking about a winner on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, a super champ on Jeopardy, and week one of Big Brother and a not-surprise eviction, and all the news over the last 7 days as we head through summer. Of course, that is WLTI. BS Big Show should be back in the next week or two, due to the, you know, because we got training camp. We got training camp going on.
Yeah.
You know, okay, here's the crazy thing, and I'm going to blow Dad's mind. What is it? 2 weeks from Thursday is the first preseason game?
The Hall of Fame game?
Yay.
Football.
Already?
Yes.
Yes.
About time.
Yeah. I heard that one, Mr. Block.
He didn't blow my mind. My mind is completely gone after that. Holy smoke.
2 weeks. Yeah, summer's gone by, and the road to, where is it now? Where is 61 going to be?
Please, let it be in the Arctic tundra of Lambeau Field. It will never be there.
No, it'll be the road to L.A., SoFi, the road to SoFi.
Yep.
On my birthday, February 14th of 2027.
Ah, 8 days after I turned that magic 4-0.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Nikki, artist shout-outs, please.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And,
I just need to step away for about a half a second. You keep talking.
Okay. Obligatory shout out as always to Jamie Claudier. Recently she posted a status on Discord that simply said dead.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I told her you cannot die on me or because then I will never speak to you. Ever again. Ever. So hopefully things are starting to calm down over there, but we'll just keep an eye on it. Obligatory shout out to Oniwan Bashu. Go look her page real quick. No art on her page, on her Twitter page, but feel free to check out her stuff on Tumblr. Her commissions are through Card, and I believe her DeviantArt account is still active, safe for work. Be careful, do not navigate away. What else have I got here? James Diotto, his commissions are currently open. You are big on video games, especially Final Fantasy. He also does wrestling commissions. He's a little expensive, but I thought he was very much worth it. What else have I got here? Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. Let's see if doesn't say. It's probably easier to catch Dozer Draws on Blue Sky. At littledozerbaby.bsky.social. Commissions for him are also very expensive, but if you're looking for something wholesome, emotional, this is your guy. What else have I got? Noberto Gaitan. Fairly new to my list. Commissions are... let's see. Commissions are open. Feel free to send him a private message. Recent pictures have been of Oba and Oba Femi and Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. His rates aren't horrible. Go through VGen. Has, you know, reasonable rates, and if you really want to spend the big bucks, you can get a 4-panel comic. If you're looking for an artist who is also a wrestler, check out Topla at D_Topla. Commissions are open. Sketches, chibis, as seen on Botchamania. She also designs ring gear. And I think she'll also do regular t-shirts and merchandise. Even if you're not a wrestling person, I think she'll help you out. If you like anime with your wrestling comics, Otanad on Instagram and Naho Tajes on Twitter. Naho is very inexpensive and very quick turnaround. I recommend him highly. Otanad, I don't know if he does commissions or not. And if you don't have Instagram, go to Heyman Hustle on Twitter and you'll find most of them there. Outside of the artists, dear Supercard, please do not poison my game with UFC wrestlers.
We need to fucking talk about that.
Oh?
I'm not pleased. Supercard.
No. We also need to talk about something else related to that, but that go first.
Oh.
Okay. WWE Supercard was doing a limited event with UFC stars. Let me get the stupid thing to work here. Thankfully, it wasn't a big thing. It's only, I think, 4 cards. But that's still 4 too many cards.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the UFC cards. Max Holloway, Israel Adesanya, Justin Gaethje, and Conor McGregor. First of all, I don't watch UFC. Second of all, there's only one of those guys I know, and he's probably the only one that I shouldn't know, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So get them out of my thing. Just so I can do other things like collect the action figure cards they're doing right now. Their big event, Toy Box Housing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, but speaking of UFC, what bullshit? How the fuck do you book that?
Simple. I think he was going into the fight injured. And no, he didn't want to show it.
Didn't he legit blow out his knee?
Within 10 seconds.
Okay.
So,
that's crap. But I think that's all you got, Nikki, because you're right there.
Yep, I am right here. So for Statboy Josh Henniger, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week where we'll discuss Saturday night's main event, more on the road to SummerSlam, and hopefully more Doofus.